Charles Wesley was one of the most productive hymn writers and preachers of all time. Yet, strangely enough, only one of his hymns was put into the Church of England's Book of Common Prayer, and that one by mistake. An 18th century printer didn't know that the established Church of England frowned with disapproval on Wesley's hymns. Since the printer needed material to fill an empty space in the new hymnal, he took it upon himself to insert Wesley's Christmas poem, Hark How All the Welkins Rings. We know it by the name Hark the Herald Angels Sing. When the error was discovered, attempts were made to have it removed, but it proved so popular that it was allowed to remain. It was written in 1738, but is still as moving today. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Luke chapter 2. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. Wesley echoed the very words of the angels at the announcement of Jesus' birth. May we, with equal excitement, share this wonderful message of hope and restoration through Jesus' coming and his saving work on Calvary. I'll close today with the words of verse 3. Hail the heavenly Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that no more man may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.